Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have you listening today. I love getting to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heighten your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, you know this if you listen often enough. Every single month, we do something we call Songs and Verses, where we play songs and we talk about verses from Scripture that speak to a particular theme. One day we talked fear. One day we talked about the fight of faith. I think last month was legacy. And wouldn't you believe, last month when we did the Songs and Verses on legacy, the phones were down. Well, can you believe they're down again? But last time, they popped back up. They got working again during this show. So would you just pray with me that those phones will come back on? But ZipWhip works. What's ZipWhip? That's when you text in, and I can see your text on the screen. You are my special guest today. It's a Songs and Verses. And guess what the theme is? I'm excited about this one. Get out of that funk. Get out of that funk. How do you get out of a funk? When you find yourself kind of under your circumstances, where you're in the ditch of discouragement. You know how that is when you just sort of, a number of things happen and you find yourself under it. How do you get out from under it? I would love to know. Right now you can text. And if you're brave, I want you to try calling because one of you is going to break through. I want you to know too that the first handful of you to engage, you can tell me maybe a song that gets you out of the funk, or there's a verse, or maybe there's something specific that you do where you get up and dance, you go exercise, you call a friend. What do you do? Want to give books off of our Faith Radio shelf to the first handful of you that engage. Here's the number to text. And again, if you're brave, call because someone's going to break through during this show. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Or you can email middays@myfaithradio.com. And you know, we have a pretty active, actually a very active podcast listening audience. I'm talking to my live listeners right now, but I want to say to you, my podcast listeners, if you're listening to this show after the fact, we want to give books away to you as well, just out of this show. So what you do to engage would email middays@myfaithradio.com, put in the subject line, podcast listener book drawing, and then put your address. And if there's a kind of book you like or the one you definitely don't like, tell us that because it helps Carissa pick the books off of our shelf. But we're not promising any titles. It's going to be, surprise, here's a book off our shelf and you get to have it. But it does help to know what you like. Devana says that she likes Lauren Daigle's song, I Will Trust in You. And we'll see if we can pull that up in a little bit. You know, there's plenty of passages that encourage us to talk to our soul. You know, we so often listen to our soul. We let our soul dictate things, emotions and perspective that we ought not always, because I've said this before, but if the enemy can't have our soul because we trusted Jesus, he's going to do whatever he can to distress our soul. So if we let our soul lead the way and our soul's got this pile of stresses, of angst, of grudges, of fears, insecurities, unresolved issues, you can see where that will take us, right into the ditch. So even David says, you know, why so downcast, oh, my soul, put your trust in the Lord. Another one, be at rest once more, oh, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. So when you find yourself in a place of a soul unrest, tell your soul, be at rest. Be at rest, for the Lord has been good to you, and he'll be good again. Mary says, I sow when I'm in a funk. See, that's great. And really important thing to note that as I've studied a bit about brain science is that when your mind gets into that kind of rogue rehearsing, where you're going around a certain mountain again and again, whatever is breaking your heart, stressing you out, the best way to stop that, there's two ways. One is the spoken word can interrupt the rogue thoughts, you know? That's just true. You get up and you start speaking. That's a way to interrupt repetitive rehearsing thoughts that are pulling you into a funk. But another way, scientists say, is that, oh, it looks like a call maybe got in. Oh, my goodness, maybe the phones are working. Let's just see. But another way is to get up and interrupt the funk. This is really important. So if you just catch yourself and you're staring kind of at a spot on the wall while you're rehearsing what's breaking your heart and you're feeling that knot form in your gut, the best thing you can do is interrupt. Interrupt that process. Go exercise. Mary says she sews. You know me, I'm a big proponent for dancing. I love to put on music and dance. In fact, one of the songs that I want to play is called Love Lifting Me by Tasha Layton. This, you got to hear the lyrics. Saying no to my downcast soul. Saying no to the lies I tell myself. Saying no to my downcast soul. But Kim, I think we have to pause because we actually got a call in, which means the phone lines are working, which makes me so very happy because we prayed before the show. 877-933-2484. So Kendra from Superior gets the first book off of our Faith Radio shelf. Kendra, you are brave. You are a trailblazer. You made it happen, Cap'n. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I did pray for your phones too before I called. So. Wow.
Thank you so much. So tell me, what do you do to get out of a funk?
I've got a couple of old hymn books that I like to pull out and just read them like a book because I don't know a lot of the hymns, but the words are just really good.
That's amazing.
I like a lot of hymns by Newton, John Newton, but I don't know how to sing them, so I just read them.
Yeah. That's wonderful because hymns are so theologically rich. I mean, what a brilliant idea. See, someone needed that idea, Kendra. I appreciate that. Very good. Yeah. Do you have a favorite song that you like to go to?
I really like the one by John Newton. It's called God Works in a Mysterious Way, His Wonders to Perform. He plants his footsteps on the sea and rides upon the storm.
Beautiful. Wow, Kendra, you've just blessed my heart today. Well, hang on and give Carissa whatever kind of books you like, and we're going to get you something in the mail. Thank you for blazing the trail today. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bless you. All right, and this dear listener says the song Overcomer by Mandiza is great, and I love this one as well, You're Going to Be Okay by Jen Johnson. We're going to see if we can grab that later in the show. Our producer's working the board and grabbing songs. She's kind of multitasking. She's amazing that way. All right, I want you to hear this song, Love Lifting Me, and if you're in any kind of position to get up and move, I'm asking you as your friend, get up and move. We're made to move. It's good for our soul, good for our body, and it'll interrupt your funky thoughts. So let's listen in.
Pain I feel you healing, and so you'll see.
you love those lyrics saying no to my downcast soul, saying no to the lies I tell myself? I'm Susie Larson. This is Middays. We're doing a songs and verses on how you get out of that funk. Our phones were down for just a moment, but I think they're back up again. So you can text or call or email. Tell us how you get out of that funk. Maybe you've got a favorite song, a verse, but maybe you've got, like one person said, that they sew. This dear listener says he plays his own music. He picks up his bass and he plays. That just made my day. I don't know. I love that. 877-933-2484. Plus, we're giving books away to those of you who engage in the conversation. I know it's bribery. It's not beneath me. Don't forget your mailing address and tell us what kind of books you like as well. But one dear listener said they read Psalm 145. And before we go to break, I got to share it with you. I will exalt you, my God and my King, and praise your name forever and ever. I'll praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He's most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I'll proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of your glory, the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. Don't you want your life to be able to testify to examples of God's power? Because the same power that rose Christ from the dead is available to us. If you're not walking in that kind of power, I'd wrestle with that and say, Lord, I want my life to be marked by power. So not only will I speak of the glory of your kingdom, I will give tangible examples of your power being displayed in my life. Back to the text here. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. Listen to this. The Lord always, always keeps his promises. He's gracious in all he does. He helps the fallen and he lifts those who are bent beneath their loads. Isn't that great? The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and the thirst of every living thing. Don't you love this? Wow. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He's filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, all, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and he rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord. May everyone on earth praise his holy name forever and ever. You know, it's so important that we have shows like this where we're talking about how you get out of the funk, because somebody's going to be listening and hearing your advice. And I'm praying that this whole show will be shareable. So if you're in a funk, you can return to it again and again and get your soul restored with great music, passages of scripture, great ideas. Because you know what? We all end up in the funk, but we're not supposed to stay there. So that's our goal. Give us a call, text us, email. How do you get out of the funk? I see more texts that have come in. I'll read those after the break. 877-933-2484 or email middays@myfaithradio.com. Here comes a comeback. This is your time, your moment. The fire, the fight, you're golden. You've come so far, keep going. Oh, here comes a comeback. Yeah, yes, here comes a comeback. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So once a month on Middays, we do something called Songs and Verses. We pick a theme. We play songs around that theme, like fear or the fight of faith. Last month was about legacy. Today, it's about how you get out of the funk. We've got songs for getting you out of the funk. We've got some verses. But you are my special guest, so I want you to call or text or email and tell me how you get out of the funk. We've got books off of our Faith Radio shelf. We're going to pick them, so it'll be kind of a surprise. But Carissa always appreciates if you say, I like these kinds of books, don't like these kinds of books. So if you're single, we won't send you a book on raising toddlers, you know, that kind of thing. 877-933-2484 or email middays at myfaithradio.com. You can call or text. Carrie Faye says, I make an A to Z gratitude list, or I read Philippians 3. That is fantastic. Somebody else said that they take a walk and enjoy creation. A couple of friends who are listening are on their way right now to see Dr. Troy. And boy, appreciate that you're listening and you're on your way to see our friend, who is Dr. Troy, is on the show tomorrow, by the way. So that will be fun. Okay, so keep the texts, the calls, and the emails coming. But here's a song by Hezekiah Walker called Every Praise. This is one I can't stay down when I listen to this music. And I will say to you, we all end up in a funk. We all get in the ditch because the enemy, there's a target on our back and he wants to push us into the ditch. We're going to end up in the ditch once in a while. But the point is not to stay there. We're the bosses of our body. We're the bosses of where we let our minds go. And there are times where we just have to crawl back out and say, no, God's been good and he will be good again. Yes, this is hard, but truer still are God's promises for me. And he always deserves my glory. My pastor says this. He says, there's two times to praise God, when you feel like it and when you don't. So we're going to praise God. Hear this song by Hezekiah Walker. There is a YouTube flash mob of all these guys dancing in the street while Hezekiah sings this song. It'll even add a whole new dimension to the song, but listen in, it's great.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Wow. Come on now. As they say, if that don't light your fire, your wood just might be wet. Melissa Hawley says, our church not only dances to every praise, but they also sing it, and nobody is left in the pews. Thank you for playing. So good. You're so welcome. That one, I can't stay in a funk when I listen to that. I'm so glad you tuned in today. This is one of our unusual shows where once a month we do something called Songs and Verses. I just love music. I think it ministers to the soul in a way that almost nothing else can. Today we're talking about how do you get out of that funk. And we've got a number of people who've texted in. Tricia says, I get on my knees and I raise my hands. How about you? What do you do? Rhonda says, one daughter plays piano and pounding out Christmas music. I love that. Another picks up her guitar. Music, what a beautiful gift. I so agree, Rhonda. Want to hear your songs. And Natalie's checking in from Wayzata. Natalie, we're going to take your call on the other side. So what is it? How do you get out of the funk? What do you do personally? Because maybe what you do is advice for the person who's right there now. 877-933-2484 or email middays at myfaithradio.com. And I want to shout out to my podcast listening friends. We also want to give books away to you today on this show because I know we mostly give them away during the live show. So just in the subject line, put podcast listener, book giveaway. We'll get you in the drawing as well. More when we return.
Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up, up again. Ooh, keep holding on, it's not the end. Ooh, you gotta get up, up again. Get up, up again.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Suzy Larson. We are doing a Songs and Verses show. So every day, typically, I've got interviews. I'm interviewing leaders, authors about deeper life conversations. But once a month, we pause and do something we call Songs and Verses. We play songs. We read verses. We just talk about a particular theme. Today, the theme is how you get out of that funk. And I think it's an important topic. It's a fun-sounding topic, but it's important because we all land in the ditch at times. We got to know how to get back out of the ditch. We've got to interrupt the funk by getting up. Sometimes it's through worship. I mean, I'd say always that will help you. But sometimes you just need to interrupt your flow of thoughts. I mean, science says this, and I think scripture backs it up. Just do something differently. You know, one dear listener said, I sew. Somebody else said, I get up and dance. Some say they exercise. One of my listeners says, I play my own bass. I play my own music. What about you? Do you have a song? Is there a go-to verse? What do you do? We're giving away some books off of our Faith Radio shelf, 877-933-2484. So Natalie's been holding from Wayzata, so I feel like we need to give her two books for her patience. Natalie, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. So today is kind of an exceptional funky day, but I just was sharing at my Bible study kind of like about a regret. I didn't really get into details, but a lady said, well, God works all things out. And so I think just having other people in my life to like speaking to my life really has helped too. But also a long time a song came to me like, why should I be discouraged, that His Eye Is on the Sparrow song kind of came to me and kind of knocked me out of my funk a little bit.
Yeah.
And then another time I was really frustrated about something. And then I just thought, well, I just need to trust God with it. And I don't remember everything that I thought. But, I don't think I have all the answers, but I know I just got to trust Jesus.
Yeah, indeed.
So,
well, I just asked our producer to find a version of His Eyes on the Sparrow. That's one of the best I've ever heard. So it might take us a couple minutes to pull it up. But I want to read this to you from Dr. Kim Fredrickson. It's about the idea of self-compassion and self-criticism. And she says, research shows that self-criticism is strongly linked to depression, which is linked to a lack of resilience. People, and I'm not saying you're self-critical, but I'm going to get to the point in a minute here. She says, people who are self-critical and depressed do not rebound well from the difficulties of life. Instead, they tend to be very self-focused and try to survive their depression, anxiety, and bully beating themselves up on the inside. Often without meaning to, self-critical people may allow their behavior and attitudes to impact others others as well. The effects of living with a self-critical person can spread. Now, that has nothing to do with you, but it made me think of how many people are listening today, Natalie, that have regrets that go into self-berating. You know what I'm saying?
Because right.
Natalie wants us to go into self-condemnation. And I love that in the midst of your funky morning, you got with women and you lifted your chin and you heard the word and you allowed it to get into your soul. And I just want to applaud you for that, because the other option is isolation and where you get into a downward spiral. So well done.
Right.
Appreciate that.
Well, it wasn't much of me at all, nothing at all. But yeah, God got me there. So and thank you. And I remember a couple of years ago I called in and I don't remember the whole topic then, but you prayed with me and it's just been, I just gotta work on my faith life and trust Jesus. That's all.
Right. So when you're talking about the regret you're feeling, do you feel like you've sorted that out with the Lord, that you, you know what I mean? That you, or are you still feeling kind of hooked to, if there's a regret, you had a choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
is there condemnation connected?
I kind of just feel like, I just have held on to it, but that's a good idea. Just sort it out with the Lord. Yeah, definitely.
Because you carrying it, Jesus already carried it, and you carrying it isn't good for your soul because it's not wired for that, you know? You're wired for freedom and forgiveness. And well, can I pray for you?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, Father, I thank you for my dear sister, Natalie, and I thank you, Jesus, that you forgive all of our sins. You heal all of our diseases. You ransom our life from the pit. You crown us with loving compassion. You satisfy our desires with good things. And our youth is renewed like the eagles. That's what your word says. And I pray that you would take what the enemy meant for evil in Natalie's life and you would turn it for good in every single way. Thank you that you forgive our sins. You intervene, Lord, where the enemy meant for evil. You make it so that it's a part of our story, that it actually shines your glory. So I just lift her up to you and I pray that there be a new sense of redemption and freedom around this part of her story. You'd lift her chin, you'd lighten her heart, and you just awaken her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Susie. And I feel like my faith life isn't what it should be, but I just have to trust Jesus now.
And when you feel like that, I think the best thing to do is rely on his love. I would spend your time, rather than thinking about things you need to do to get it together, think about the things he's already done to get you together. You know what I mean? Just sit in his love and ponder that for a while and just, Lord, I thank you that you love me, that you save me, that you love me right here, even though I don't feel like I'm doing what I ought, right here, right now. You couldn't love me more. And I would start to ponder, because that's what's going to put some oxygen in your soul, you know?
Good idea. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, God bless you, my sister. Yeah. You're a treasure.
Well, thank you. And you have a very blessed day, too.
All right, honey. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. We've got Cindy from North Carolina. Then we're going to play one of the most amazing versions of His Eyes on the Sparrow that you've ever heard. Here's Cindy. Hey, Cindy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. I was just thinking about how I love how you said oxygen to your soul. So, I mean, and that is what the Lord does for us. So I've got a couple of verses to share. So I'm looking at 1 Chronicles 16:8, and it give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory to his name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. So I think as long as we're seeking him, he's going to give us a reason to rejoice. And I know that, you know, my work can be demanding, and, you know, I'm on lunch right now, and I just try to get alone. And, you know, wherever I am, I know I can be, you know, have that time and enter into his presence, because we all have access to his presence. And, you know, it's all about, it's just like Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. So I think the thing that we're missing, we're so busy and we have so many expectations and so many distractions, and we just have to remember that the most important thing is to be still so that he can speak for our heart.
Yeah. That's so good. I did a deep dive study on that Psalm 46:10 and about be still, cease striving. Some of what it translates is to let go, to sink down, to relax, and then in some cases to be quiet. We be quiet when our words are saying are different than what God's word says. So if we're speaking out of restlessness, words that are contrary to what Jesus is already saying to us, in those cases we be quiet. So you think about in that restless place, to sink down, let go, relax, and just be quiet. Cease striving, let go, and then know that he is God. That word translates to experience him in a tangible way. And I just think that's such a powerful invitation to the Lord. And you're so right. We have access. How powerful is that? Wow. Thank you for calling all the way from South Carolina. Makes me very happy. And if you want a book off of our Faith Radio shelf, hang on and just tell Carissa what you like, and we'll get something to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too as well. We're going to play His Eyes on the Sparrow in just a minute, but this dear listener says, greatly needed as we deal with limes and sirs, and you know I know this well, friend. He says, we're just told that we need to completely gut our home to make it safe for my wife. We've already been apart for 5 months as I've been working on this home, praying for direction. He likes the song Keep Walking by Toby Mac. We'll see if we can pull that up. But Father, I pray for Bob. I pray, God, that you would provide financially, emotionally, relationally, in every way. I ask for a miracle in their situation. These are tough battles, but we will overcome because you overcame. In Jesus' name, I pray this song blesses you as well, Bob. Let's listen in. It's middays. We're talking about how to get out of the funk. That is actually a slightly different version than I was asking, but, you know, Kim and I are wrestling here trying to get all of our songs, but it was beautiful, wasn't it? His eye is on the sparrow, so we know he watches us as well. Taking a break, more great songs and conversation about how to get out of the funk when we return.
Every day, every breath, every moment I'm living, every beat of my heart, every morning I'm giving, I'm a soul, soul, grateful soul, often wonder, it's undeniable
love. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. It's another version of Songs and Verses. We do this once a month. We kind of step off the interview track, and you're my special guest. And we have a theme. So one month we had legacy, another time we had about, I think it was spiritual warfare. Well, today we're talking about how do you get out of the funk? Because we always get there, all do, I should say, but we can get out quicker. And I think there's a way to recover versus living in that thing. You know, it's one thing to be in there for a moment, to stay in there for a day or days or weeks, not good. We got, and there's things we can do, right? Things we can tell ourselves. Awesome and important to interrupt your rogue thoughts with a totally different track. And they say, and in science, and of course, scripture backs it up, that if you are in a kind of a rogue thought pattern, really one of the most important things you can do is interrupt it, intersect it. So if you can't seem to get off that track, go get on your bike, put some worship music on and ride your heart out, or put some music on and dance, or go play racquetball, or do something completely different. Watch a Hallmark movie. My hubby said he would, but they don't ever blow things up on those shows. So, but anyway, you got to find what works for you. And I'd love to know. We've got a few songs left that I can play. Move by Toby Mac, Feel It, Shake Yourself Loose by Vicky Winan, Happy Dance, Mercy Me, if you have a favorite. And otherwise, tell me what you like, and we'll see if we can pull it up. You can text or email 877-933-2484. In fact, our phones are open. And middays at myfaithradio.com is the email. So we got Guy checking in from North Dakota. Hey, Guy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I recently heard a teaching from Erwin McManus. It was on the Psalm 46 verse. I believe it's verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. And he related it to the story in Exodus when the children of Egypt were standing before the Red Sea, and the Egyptian army was coming behind them, and they cried out to Moses and said, why did you bring us out here to die? It'd be better if we were back in Egypt as slaves. And so, thank God.
I'm losing you. Are you there? Are you moving your phone by any chance? Do we have you? Oh, we lost him. Sorry. I'll see if we can get him to call back because I really want to hear what he has to say. All right. So while we're waiting for Guy to give us a call back so we can hear the rest of that story, let's hear a little bit of You're Gonna Be Okay by Jen Johnson. And this is more a subdued song. We've been playing some real upbeat songs. And I will say sometimes these subdued songs really meet you where you are and bring great comfort. Sometimes they make you cry even harder. So you need to pay attention to what your soul needs. But sometimes you just need to hear a soft word telling you you're going to be okay. So let's play a portion of that, and then we'll take our next call.
That's all you've got to just be strong. And it's a fight just to keep it together. I know you think that you are too far gone. But hope is never lost. Hope is never lost. One foot in front of the other. You give free from those nights. But just remember that you are a fighter, a fighter. You never know just what tomorrow. Stronger than you know. You're stronger than you know. Hold on, don't let go. Hey, hold on, don't let go.
Just put one foot in front of the other. Remember, you're stronger than you know. That was Jen Johnson. You're going to be okay. And dear Becky says, how do I get out of the funk? I walk up and down our one-third of a mile-long driveway reciting an A to Z list of the attributes of God. You know, Becky, I do that when I can't fall asleep, go through the A to Z list of the attributes of God or who I am A through Z because of God. She says sometimes it takes several trips to get the correct mindset. I love that. She likes our blessings on Facebook, and she likes to read biographies, and she's read some of my stuff too, Becky. What an encouraging note. Thank you so much. All right, we've got Tom calling from Fargo. How are you, Tom? It's been a while.
Hi, Susie. Yeah. Well, you know how pain can get a person down in a funk real quick.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so lately it's been really a lot of pain. But yesterday I started playing on YouTube stuff from the Newsboys, Newsboys United, and you'd mentioned Toby Mac, Move. Move is a great song. That is a really good song.
Yep.
So,
well,
but
I think
just
we're
going to
play that next. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. No. You're fine. I just wanted to say where that can usually, but songs really help me get out of that funk. So
I agree. I have a treadmill in an extra bedroom in our house, and I put Toby Mac on when I want to kick myself in the rear end and say, I'm not staying here. I'm getting up. I'm getting moving. And it puts the fight back in me, Tom. So I pray God will heal you of that chronic pain that you live in. Jesus, I do pray for Tom that you'd heal him from the top of his head to the tip of his toes and encourage his heart along the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks,
all right, friends. Yes. All right. Let's listen to Toby Mac, Move. And again, if you're in any position to move, you need to do that because this song, well, it just tells us to move. Let's listen in.
Another heartbreak day. Feels like you're miles away. Don't even need no shade when your sun don't shine. Shine. Too many passing dreams roll by like limousines. It's hard to keep believing when they pass you by and by. Promises I never will forget. I never will forget. So hold on, hold on.
ain't finished yet. Hold on, hold on, could get you through this. Hold on, hold on, these are the promises I never will forget. I never will forget. I know your heart been broke again. I know your prayers ain't been answered yet.
Over yet. I love this line in that song, that Toby Mac song, I can hold your head, but I can't lift your eyes to freedom. You know, that is our choice. When we are in a funk, we're the ones who lift our eyes to freedom. And I don't know about you, but these personalized promises of God, when you read a promise and then you say it out loud and you make it your own, like Psalm 3:3, you, O Lord, are a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the one who lifts my head high. What if you marched around your house and said that, Lord, you're a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the one who lifts my head high. I am confident of this. You who began a good work will be faithful to complete it. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You've made a promise to me, Lord, not to harm me, but to prosper me, to give me a hope and a future. So I'm going to keep my eyes on you. Well, I sure hope you found some encouragement here today, and hope this is a show, today's show is one that you can return to again and again when you're in a funk to help get yourself out of a funk. There's something about us needing to, this isn't about bootstrap faith, but it really is about engaging your faith, going, I'm not taking this. I'm not going to stay in the ditch. I'm going to rise up. I'm putting a flag in the ground because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hope you found some encouragement here today. The lines are open. We'll do the drawing for a few more minutes. You can text or email 877-933-2484 or email middays@myfaithradio.com, and we will meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this Middays with Susie Larson podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of Middays with Susie Larson.